Okay, here we are, middle of the week already, hard to believe. January the 13th, two more weeks to go, and goodbye. We're going to spend some time this first hour with Tim Riefat, unquestionably one of the most unique and unforgettable analysts, commentators, on the internet or on any radio station anywhere, or any radio program anywhere. He is exclusively heard here on the Rants Radio Network on this program. We're very honored by that. Agree or disagree with Tim? Does he make you mad? Does he make you happy? Does he make you smile? Does he confuse you? Whatever. He is unforgettable. And he is standing by with his latest serving of just that over in England right now. Hello, Tim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Well, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. The title for tonight's dissertation is Occult Warfare, Worship of Satanist Bankers Consigns All Christians to Hell.
Yeah, I thought I'd do a super controversial show because I'm known for being rather mild. And I thought that today I'd do a really outrageous show that's going to shock most everybody because I'm fed up with being docile.
Let me say something. I think it's time that all of us who have the ability to see things as they really are take the gloves off. No more Mr. Nice Guy, and that's what you've been doing for such a long time. The game is over. The coup d'etat is now complete. Zionists control the Western world. They control the future of your children, those of you listening, their grandchildren, and maybe beyond that, barring some incredible realization that what's going on must be ended and the people rising up. Of course, the people aren't going to rise up anymore. That's why they're right in our faces with all of this evil. No pretense, no stealth, no more. They're just putting it out there. Go right ahead, Tim.
Yeah, as I say, I live in Brighton, which is the most un-Christian city in Britain, and we know Britain's Satanist. The least people in Brighton go to church of anywhere in the UK, and since Britain is Satanist center, you can imagine how evil Brighton is. That's why Aleister Crowley, the archetypal Satanist, was cremated in Brighton and given a black mass in Brighton, agreed for by the Brighton Council in 1947. Mm. Now, what I'm going to say is that the whole of the West has had a giant satanic ritual carried out on it, which has consigned all the Christians, the so-called crusaders, to hell because you've all become Satanists. So every fundamentalist Christian in the United States is a Satanist bitch, and you've had your soul sold to Satan and hell, and I'm going to explain why. Now, we had these four pieces of offal human vermin in these Jewish bankers. Remember the four big heads of the remaining Jewish investment banks who were trying to defend why they gave themselves and their Jewish chummies in the banks huge bonuses.
Tens of billions of dollars.
Yeah, for collapsing the U.S. and
biggest
Western
theft in
economy.
Human history, as far as we know.
Now, I'm going to talk to you Christians because I know that you are very, very stupid, but you haven't been reading your Bible. And as I say, I went to a Catholic primary school, so I had the Bible drummed into me. Now, I'm going to explain to you something called Christianity. Christ did not turn his cheek to one type of grouping of awful vermin. They were called the bankers, the money lenders in the temple in Jerusalem. He in fact used extreme violence and evicted them with force. Am I right, Jeff?
Yeah, as far as I know.
These Jewish bankers were the Pharisees, the so-called Sanhedrin. And these were the ones who whispered in Pontius Pilate's ear to have Jesus Christ crucified. These were the Jewish bankers. These were the Jewish bankers who evolved and are the ancestors of the Rothschild bankers who own the Federal Reserve, Bank of England, Bank of Settlements in Bâle, Geneva, the IMF, the World Bank, etc.
All of it, yeah.
And, of course, 2009 was the year for doing all occult ritual to consign the world to the occultist Illuminati way. 2009 was the year, if you wanted to do your occult rituals, you did it then, because 2010 is when they... Now, we saw that instead of the Christians attacking the Jewish bankers, lynching them, hanging them from lampposts, no. What they did was gave them trillions upon trillions upon trillions of dollars and allowed themselves, as we saw today, if you looked at the television, these heads of these four Jewish investment banks were just patting each other on the backs and giving themselves huge bonuses after the Christians gave them trillions upon trillions of dollars. So they did exactly what Christ would not do. They actually joined the Jewish moneylenders who were violently assaulted by Christ and who had Christ crucified. So one can say that every single Christian in the United States and Europe is a Satanist. Why? Because you're supporting the Satanist Jewish bankers. Now, in England, we don't have Jewish bankers. We have so-called Freemasonic bankers that go back to the Knights Templar, who are the original Christian Satanists who walked out by Catholic ran off Scotland, and they were ones who set up the Royal Bank of Scotland, Bank of Scotland, which, of course, bankrupted the UK. And Gordon Brown, the saviour of the Western world in his own brain-dead zombie gargoyle-type Quasimodo madness, thought that by bankrupting Britain and giving the Satanist bankers of the UK, non-Jewish, but Rothschild, Freemasonic, Knights Templar Satanists, he thought by giving them all the wealth of the UK that he'd save the world. No, he consigned all the Christians in Britain to hell. Same thing happened in the EU, where Merkel, the Sow Merkel, and that Jewish imbecile, Sarkozy, gave the Jewish bankers, the Rothschilds, the keys to Europe and consigned trillions upon trillions of euros to the coffers of the Rothschild Satanist Jewish bankers and, of course, the royal family, who are the non-Jewish Knights Templar Satanist branch of this little cabal of so-called Illuminati. Then, of course, we had the non-Christians, the so-called evil empire, which is called China, who have about 69 offenses where you get a bullet through the back of the head. And in China, if you're a crooked banker, like, for example, Lehman Brothers, you don't get paid trillions upon trillions of dollars by the Chinese public, and then you can pay yourself bonuses, huge bonuses, billions upon billions of bonuses the next year. No, you get a bullet through the back of the head. So this is a so-called non-Christian China, which is much more Christian than you Satanist offal in America, because, of course, you've all consigned yourself to hell by doing exactly what Christ would not do, which was give your life's blood and your soul to these Jewish or Knights Templar Satanist bankers. Similarly, in Russia, which is supposed to be an evil empire compared to the so-called West, if you're a Jewish banker or Satanist British Knights Templar banker, you get stuck in a Russian jail. And as we found, Russian jails aren't particularly very nice, and you tend to die in these jails due to brutality.
It does happen.
Or health problems, etc. So, of course, the Russians are perfect Christians compared to you Satanists in America. Have we got that? Is that a nice simple
you're
message?
You're off to an amazing start.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Have we got some more time, or are we going to a break?
Coming up on a break here in just a minute. Let me just remind everyone that Tim Riefat, all of his visits, in fact, can be heard, of course, not only live here, but in our archives. Our archives now going all the way back to, I guess we're working into 1999 now. The most remarkable, complete verbal history of the final decline and death of these formerly United States of America that you'll find probably anywhere, anytime. When we get done, and the project is completed. We'll go back to 1994. So 1994 through the current date, it's all there, the whole story. We'll be right back with Tim in just a couple minutes. Okay, and let's get right back to Tim Riepert. Let me remind you, what Tim is basically saying is, by our silence, we allow, and our complicit position in this outrageous theft, graft and corruption beyond measure, trillions and maybe tens of trillions ultimately. We are responsible. We've allowed it. When Ben Bernanke threatened the Congress three times, if you try to audit the Fed, there will be big trouble for America. And then when Bernanke said, when asked, will you, this is by a congressman, tell us what happened to the $2 trillion? His answer, no. When we allow that to continue, we become complicit. We become accessories to the crime. And that's a fact. And that's part of the message that Tim is laying out tonight. Go right ahead.
Well, it's worse than that, because you're actually paying these vermin, your
absolutely
dollars are actually
right.
Feeding them, helping
yep.
them,
yep.
and building
rewarding
the
them, anointing
Satanist
them.
Empire.
Yeah.
So you're all Satanists.
It's all there.
The next thing was that the Knights Templar in Britain came up with something called Protestantism, started by Henry VIII when he split from the Catholic Church. And most of you so-called Christians in the U.S. are Protestants. And, of course, you have then opened yourself up to damnation because you've all become Satanist by your own free will by giving your money, your lifeblood, and all the money and the future of your children to the Satanist bankers. You've now given yourself over to perdition. Why? Well, because of something called female priests. You Protestants have things called female priests. As I say, I went to a Catholic school, and of course, female priests were an anathema. But female priests are great if you wish to destroy the West, because, of course, a male priest channels the energy for redemption. But, of course, if you're an occultist or a psychotronic warfare expert like myself or both, you know that the polarity on a female is opposite. So the energy flow through a female is inverted. So instead of a female priest giving you redemption, they actually give you the opposite of redemption, which is perdition if you are a sinner. Now, since all Christians in the West, that's excluding Russia and Belarus, because they kill a Jewish or Satanist bankers there in prison, or China, of course, who are even better Christians than you are, if you're a sinner, which all Christians in the West are, that means female priests act as poles of polarity for unleashing hell upon you. So the first of the weapon systems I unleashed using these female priests was, of course, the fires of hell. Female priests invert redemption, ensuring Satanist Christians offloaded for hell, enabling Lucifer. The last bit has to be explained in that the Muslims hate you. And remember, we did a show where I said the praying to Mecca can be channeled. Muhammad was actually given the blueprint for this weapon system, and it's called Lucifer. And what you can do, since you've got all the unconscious of the Christians in the West thinking that anyone who's a Satanist should be burnt in hell, you can use all the Christians in hell to produce a Lucifer. Every time they go to church or every time they give money by paying tax to the Jewish Satanist or UK Knights Templar Satanist, their unconscious actually wants to punish them. This means that, of course, if you fire a Muslim Lucifer beam at the Christians in the West, which I've done, of course, being a good occult warfare expert, you can actually have something called resonance, where you can set up a Lucifer wave in the Christians in the West, which, of course, then causes the unconscious of the Christians in the West to start up and start attacking the Satanists, which, of course, is themselves, because we know all Christians in the West, by the first part of the show, are Satanists. So, of course, this gives us something called Lucifer, which is not the Muslim Lucifer, but the Lucifer which is generated and has been generated. I did it for you because, of course, you're all Satanist vermin and I've got to kill you, being a God's assassin. Lucifer unleashing Christian intentional fire and brimstone, exterminating reverse Satanists. A reverse Satanist, which is something I've coined, is someone who thinks they're a Christian, but in fact is a Satanist, which of course means every Christian in the West, bar, of course, the female linebacker who sacked the Pope on the Christmas Mass. We'll come to that, why she wasn't,
yeah,
later.
Can't wait.
So you can actually see that the unconscious of humanity is very, very powerful. And all the Christians who, of course, have gone to Bible classes, Sunday school, and know that Christ attacked the devilish moneylenders in the temple, and now they're actually supporting them, and not only supporting them, but giving them more money, paying all their debts, and then allowing them to live in luxury for bankrupting the West. They, of course, unconsciously, because remember, the unconscious and the subconscious can't be lied to, know they are Satanists. So, of course, if you can fire the Muslim Lucifer beam at the Christian Satanist, you can actually get a Christian form of Lucifer, which is very good, because now you then get Lucifer Lucifer, which explains the Lucifer Lucifer in the acronym before last. Now, what's important is that the Rothschilds did a huge, huge ritual on you Christians in order to turn you into Satanists.
When was this done?
The collapse of Lehman Brothers was not something that happened by chance. It was deliberately done by the Rothschilds in order to get you in this position where you actually bail out the Satanist bankers and become Satanist yourself.
Pretty amazing. Hold on, Tim, we have to pause.
Lehman Brothers did not collapse by chance. It was actually an ordered collapse, ordered by the beloved Rothschilds.
Right. Hold on right there, Tim. We have to pause. We'll be back in a minute talking about the greatest theft in recorded history and rewarding the criminals beyond belief. Okay, and let's return to the dissertation of the day by Tim Riefat. Go right ahead, Tim.
So, of course, the Rothschilds did this to you Christians on purpose to turn you into Satanists, basically because it needed to be done before the takeover of the world by the Rothschilds. And, of course, that means since I could turn all the Christians into self-hating suicidal vermin producing another form of the Muslim Lucifer beam, you could then use a cult warfare not only powered by the Muslims, but now powered by the Christians. Thank you, Christians. And of course, the first weapon system unleashed was Lehman's. Lucifer's evil humans manifest all negativity suicidally, which about sums up the West and its humans and its banking crisis. And of course, we've got oscillates. Orientating Christian intent, Lucifer, Lucifer, that's the Muslim one, now the Christian one, so that's why we've got double Lucifer, annihilating torsion fields, which are the energy fields which make you healthy, exterminating Satanist morphogenically, which of course are the morphogenic fields that make your cells and DNA work, So, of course, it screws you up and kills you. So thanks to the Rothschilds, I can unleash these weapon systems and all the Satanists in the West, which basically means every single Christian, apart from the line-backing female, who, of course, attacked the Pope, who, according to the Bible, I know none of you Christians in the U.S. read the Bible, otherwise you wouldn't have given all that money to the Satanist Jewish bankers. But, of course, the Pope is derived from Peter, the rock upon which my church is built. So when the female linebacker, that 25-year-old Italian, broke the leg of the cardinal, that Kabbalistically is the right-hand pillar, a netzach of the tree, and toppled the Pope, she toppled the Pope, the male priest, and then superpotentiated the female priest. And as we know, the female priest do not redeem you, but actually make the sinner suicidal and kill himself. Exactly the same as the psychopath weapon systems, but now using Christian female priests as the center of self-suicide for America and Britain and all the other so-called Christian countries, but which in fact are just crusaders. And then we've got opposite Christian course, unconscious Lucifer termination, that's the occult. So in fact, every occult word on all the computers in the West has been taken over by that system to get these opposite Christians, that means all you Satanists in the West, unconsciously terminating yourself. So that means American soldiers kill themselves, kill their families, the civilians do, basically normal U.S. Suicidal behavior.
Well,
and
a lot of it,
of course, are turned to something called custard, Christian unconscious satanic, therefore allows retroactive destruction, because when, of course, you became satanic, you so-called Christians in America, your souls, which were supposed to be hard so the demons couldn't bite you, were turned to the nice soft custard, so their proboscis, that means the fly-like thing, you know, like on a mosquito, can suck you up pre-digested. So thanks to the Satanist bankers who you worship, your souls have been turned to the perfect foodstuff for the demons when you burn in hell. And of course, we got another form of the Christian Lucifer, lazing unconscious Christian intents for eliminating redemption. So when, of course, you gave all your money to the Jewish bankers, you gave away your redemption. You read the Bible, dear people in America, you'll find that I'm just talking the things that a so-called preacher would in Bible class. Unfortunately, no one in America reads their Bible. Then, of course, we've got the next weapon system, because remember, this allows occult warfare, uploading retribution, allowing normal people unconscious salvation, which is Uranus. This would happen if anyone had rebelled against the Satanist bankers, if anyone had lynched them and strung them from poles. No. That hasn't happened, has it? Has anyone attacked a Jewish banker in America, Jeff?
Not directly, that
exactly.
I know of in the media.
So, of course, Uranus can never be used because you're all, as I say, pussies who wouldn't attack a Satanist if they raped you up the arse, which in fact they have done, and taken all your money, which they have done. And, of course, your messiah now becomes messianic evil, suicidal Satanists installing anarchy and hatred, which of course has happened all across the West. We've got Mark of the Beast, which of course the Rothschilds installed upon you in 2009. Mammon, which is the worship of money, accesses retroactive killing of the brain dead. That's you, evil. Apostate, that's you, securing torment. Mammon accessing retroactive killing of the brain dead, evil. Apostate securing torment. And of course, we know that the bankers, of course, wanted set soul exchange transfer, where they take all the goodness from your soul and they give you all the toxic waste. It's written about in the Kabbalah, and if you want to know more, have a look on my website, Supernatural Spirit, on mindovermatter.ru. Unfortunately for the Satanists, on the 9th of the 9th, I declared myself the Antichrist. So, in fact, the British, who've been trying to kill me with poison, microwaves, physical assault, jailing.
Yeah, bicycles,
et cetera,
too.
Et cetera.
Don't forget the bicycle attack.
Against, the Antichrist. So, of course, I could then use the next set of weapon systems on the Satanists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't forget the bicycle attack.
Most certainly when she went through a red light, ran me over, and they arrested me because she ran me over going through a red light. Yeah,
that's amazing.
This is the normal sort of justice you get in the UK. But unfortunately, when I became the Antichrist by taking over that role publicly on the Antichrist Day, all the attacks by the Satanists on me were in fact reversed, because if I'm the Antichrist, then attacking me means they broke their contract with Lucifer. Therefore, Lucifer could consign all the Rothschilds and all the Satanists, that's the real ones, the ones that, butcher babies after raping them in every orifice, they were all consigned to hell. So, of course, we not only got all the Christians, but all the Satanists in the West, which must number many millions, a lot of them living in California, I'm told. So, of course, this allowed me then to unleash all the weapon systems against the Satanists, the best of which is a weapon system called, Jeff, Rothschild, reversing opulence, turning henchmen suicidally criminal, harming Illuminati leaders.
Where you get all these amazing acronyms.
No, I'm just using all the words they use installing them with a death-dealing suicidal torment. They're all on the computers. They use them. They call themselves this. So these are the perfect weapon systems to use to kill off these vermin. And of course, if we still got time before the break, we've got Mariah Wynn.
Hang on to that one. Hold on to that one. We got to do a break here. We'll come back more with Terrible Tim, Amazing Tim, in just a minute. Right back to Acronym Tim, and here the next one.
We can see that
roll off of his tongue. Go ahead.
Because the Satanist British have tried to attack their beloved Antichrist, because I declared myself the Antichrist on the 9th of the 9th of the 9th. No one else did, so I got the job. They have, in fact, consigned themselves to hell by attacking them, because remember, the British government's desperate to kill me because I've made sure Gordon Brown will lose the election and Labour will be destroyed by a landslide victory by the Conservatives. So, of course, changing governments by occult warfare is the norm for me. And, of course, Gordon Brown doesn't like it because he's an imbecile. But it means that all the unconscious of all the Satanists in the West can be lased with another Lucifer being generated by all the Satanists to destroy all the Satanists using all this occult warfare weapon systems powered by their own unconscious Lucifer, which, of course, is now killing them because, of course, they're non-Satanists because they tried to attack me. So Mariah Wynn, the weapon system I've unleashed after Rothschild, is morphogenic opposite retroactive illness annihilation with intentional nuclear destruction. Then, of course, we've got Pyramid, which is possessing Yaltaboeth rituals. Yaltaboeth, the god of the Satanist, if you look on my website, explains Yaltaboeth, the original demiurge who created the satanic creation. Possessing Yaltaboeth rituals, annihilating money, intending damnation. So their pyramid's been turned into a weapon system, destroying them. Their souls, of course, are satanic offal, uploaded luciferically. We've got Illuminati, which is now intending or Iranian. You take your pick. Lucifer, which is this double Lucifer of the Christian and the Satanist, uploading madness, illness, nuclear fallout, achieving termination of the Illuminati. So that's what Illuminati stands for now, intending Lucifer, uploading madness, illness, nuclear fallout, achieving termination Illuminati. So, of course, you actually use their own words and then use their own magic and unconscious of all their followers and themselves in order to kill them, which, of course, is the only thing you do with Satanists. You just slaughter them like dogs. And then, of course, the Lamb of God is supposed to save the Christians, but since there are no Christians in the West, you can turn lamb into a weapon system. Lamarckism annihilating man's bodies. So all the so-called Christians who worship the Lamb of God, who's going to save them at Armageddon and Revelation time, of course, destroy their own bodies because they're all Satanists. And, of course, we know that Armageddon stands for Amalek Cobalt 60, reverse madness, anarchy, growing evil, deadheads, doomed oligarchy of the New World Order. So in fact, you just link the word, which is on all these Satanist computers, mm-hmm. with the occult magic, which is linked to all their unconsciousness, which is laced luciferically, and you've got a recipe for causing complete and utter bedlam, which is my motto. We know that the Rothschilds like chaos out of order, but in fact now they've got chaos luciferically isolated to order retribution in souls, which of course spells clitoris. And then, of course, we've got the orgone inversion luciferically, oil, which they love, which in fact just pulls all the orgone, that's life force to you people, out of everybody to make you all ill. And, of course, you've got the female priests. Female priests unleash Christ killing, or fuck, which, of course, is the acronym for the female priest to act as centers for all of you Satanist Christians to kill yourself. Instead of redeem yourself, thanks to the female linebacker who toppled the Pope and brought into power female power. And remember, the female Christ hasn't come back to save you, but in fact make you pay for your sins, which is in Revelations if you read something called your Bible, which you Americans don't. Otherwise, you wouldn't have given all your money to the Satanist bankers.
And still giving it.
And, of course, once you've got the these Lucifer beams used by the unconscious of the satanic Christians and the Satanists, of course, you've got a tremendous power source, and the unconscious then of these Satanist Christians and the Satanists, of course, lashes out to destroy the Satanist center of the planet, where the most satanic activity goes on in the general population, which, of course, is somewhere called Port-au-Prince in Haiti, where they all worship voodoo and bokor and supernatural spirits, which are all demons. So, of course, when you unleash the power of the unconscious in man, you get tremendous psychokinetic effects, and the unconscious, which is released when produce the Christian Lucifer and the satanic Lucifer, lashes mm-hmm. out at because, of course, most of the Christian whites in the U.S. Don't like Satanists. They also don't like blacks because of, we talked about the race aspect of the unconscious, rays, if you listen to the last show. So, of course, you can get huge psychokinetic warfare effects, which can cause massive earthquakes, the worst in 200 years, to happen in a place called Port-au-Prince, where the whole population says they're Catholics, but are actually demon worshippers, and the bokors are actually sacrificing children and producing zombies, etc. And even the so-called white priests of voodoo are actually worshipping and giving energy to demons. So, of course, that's the perfect place for the unconscious first strike of the Lucifer beams powered by the Christians and Satanists, which then spread out to produce psychokinetic effects. That's reality change, which, of course, will end up destroying the U.S. We know the U.S. can be destroyed by a cobalt-60 deposition of powder in Mexico City, which swamps America with mad, rabid, zombie Hispanics. We know London can be taken out by the same means, collapsing the British and Rothschild Western economies. So that's very easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
What we do know is now these unconscious energies in humans in the West have been unleashed into a lazed form to kill off all you Westerners, and you Westerners are trying to kill yourself because the Christians know you're Satanists, so you're trying to kill yourself. The Satanists know that you've gone against your Antichrist, so, of course, you have signed a contract that you will then sell your soul to hell, and you will kill yourself and everything you Hold Dear. Watch the Angel Heart film if you want to know all about that, with Mickey Rourke, a very good film. So all you Satanists have been consigned to perdition because you tried to damage me. This, of course, then gives you tremendous unconscious forces which can be channeled by the supreme occultist myself into causing mayhem in the West, which, of course, is my stock in trade. And these acronyms are very powerful because they're all on the computers. Psychotronic crystalware, which is actually the torsion fields of all the little hard drives churning around, produce psychotronic generators, which actually manifest this effect. So not only are your unconscious manifesting these effects, but all the computers which are recording this show and every word of Rothschild, Illuminati, Mariah Wind, etc., is all generating this these forces to kill off the West. So it's a pretty good weapon system. And since I do read my Bible, I read something called Revelations and Armageddon, where in fact you're supposed to go around slaughtering the Satanists and not giving them redemption, but consigning them to hell. So it seems myself and the female linebacker in Italy who took down the Pope are the only two Christians in the West, and we've got lots of so-called non-Christians in China who are actually more Christian than you American offal, because they would shoot Jewish bankers through the back of the head or British satanic bankers through the back of the head if they had done to the Chinese what the Jewish bankers and Satanist UK bankers had done to you. So in fact, this is not going against Bible teaching, but actually doing exactly what the Bible says. And of course, these are the so-called end times, where we don't have redemption anymore, but Christianity turns from turning the other cheek to something called jihad, where you go around and you slaughter the Satanists. Unfortunately, there are no Christians in the West anymore, so you're all ripe for slaughter. Luckily, the people at Blackwater, now called Z, call themselves Christians, but in fact Satanists, and all the people in Homeland Security are so-called devout Christians, but are in fact Satanists. So all their psychic powers and unconscious can be lased by all my weapon systems in occult warfare to destroy America and make sure that all the American Homeland Security people do everything in their power to unleash hell and Armageddon on America, because, of course, in their own subconscious and unconscious, they have consigned themselves to hell by giving all that lovely money to the Jewish bankers. Does that make sense, Jeff?
It does, and all of you listening will be tested on this the next time Tim comes around. So
you can see that the so-called Bible bashers in America don't read their Bibles, otherwise they wouldn't have given the Jewish bankers a cent, would they?
They would not. The hypocrisy, tragically, in this country is running at levels that are immeasurable.
It's beyond that. You go to Bible class, you know Christ attacked the moneylenders in the temple. So what do you do? You give these vermin more money, and then they give themselves huge bonuses after they've bankrupted you, and they go, was it the Senate or the Congress, where you got these four pieces of shit who actually were defending the undefendable. And you've got these Satanist Christians just nodding their head like these nodding dogs in the back of a car as they're driven off to hell by Lucifer.
Yeah, they'll be the last to figure it out, won't they? Amazing. Quite a presentation, Tim. Thank you. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is all off the top of his head. He's not working from a teleprompter like somebody living in Washington, D.C., we all know of. Tim, thank you.
The last one for all you vermin is called pervert, which is possessing evil religionists. That's all you American Bible bashers. Possessing evil religionist vessels, enabling reverse torture. So, in fact, hell has come to America. Why? Because all you Bible bashers are actually Satanists. Read your Bible and you'll understand why. Look at the bit about Christ attacking the moneylenders.
Talk to you next time, Tim.
Cheers.
Cheers indeed. There's only one, Tim Refat.